So let's review. Zok the Mishnah, Ve'eli Yirakot She'adam Yoytze Behen Yudei Chavasei BePesach. The following vegetables can be used for the mitzvah of Mar on Pesach. Chazeres, Tamcha, Charchavina, Olshin, Mar. U'mitztarfen le'kezayis. The different minim can be combined with each other to make up a kezayis of Mar. Ve'yoytzen bekelach shalahen. We can use the stalks as well. After identifying each of these vegetables, the Gemara quotes a series of brises that add other vegetables. As a rule, Rabbi Yehuda says, Kol sheyesh le'sarf. Any vegetable that has sap can be used as mar. Rabbi Yechman Bereke says, Kol shepanav machsifen. Any vegetable that is pale green can be used as mar. Acherim hold that it needs to have both qualities of sap and a pale green appearance. Rav Huna Paskins, halacha ka'acherim. Rav Acha Bereid Rav originally tried to use the vegetable the Mishnah calls mar, but changed his mind once he heard that the Mishnah prefers chasa, lettuce, as the ideal vegetable to use for mar, since its name alludes to chas rachmon alan, Hashem had rachmonas on Kalal Yisrael. It also has the character of being tchilas erach, the sefer kasha, starts off soft and become increasingly harsher, just like the servitude in Mitzrayim. Amalei Rav Ruchumi La'abaya, mimai dahai mar min yereku. The Gemara raises the question, how do we know that mar in the Torah refers to a vegetable? The Gemara explains that we learn several things about mar from the fact that the Torah links it to matzah in the pasuk al matzah semerim yachluhu. First, that it must be something that grows from the ground, and not a merirta dechufya, the gall of a certain fish. Second, it cannot be something that grows from a tree like hirdif. Third, it has to be something that can be bought with meister sheni money, and not harzifu, a plant that is poisonous to animals and may not be bought with meister sheni money. Finally, even though the word merim suggests two minim, there must be several vegetables we can use for mar, as there are several grains we can use for matzah. Amar Rav Barav Huna, Amar Rav. Yirakas she'amar chacham she'adam yoytze ben yedei chavasei bepesach, kulon nizra'an ba'aruga achas. All the vegetables that can be used for mar may be planted in a single area of a garden. Lememer de lesbuhu mishum klayim. Does Rav mean to say that the various species of mar are not klayim? The Mishnah Klayim seems to say that the different minim of mar would be klayim with each other and may not be planted together. The Gemara answers that when Rav says they may be planted, he must mean with the required spacing between them to avoid klayim. Even though the Mishnah Klayim already teaches about planting different vegetables near each other by spacing them properly, the chiddush of Rav is that even though lettuce hardens and would be thought to need more space, we can treat it like any other vegetable. The Mishnah said, Yitzim mehen bein lachin bein yevashin. The vegetables that we use for mar can be moist or dry. Rav Chisda clarifies that only the stalk can be dry, but the leaves must be moist. The Gemara asks that in the Braisa, Remeir, who is the author of our Mishnah, says explicitly, Yitzim behen ubekelach shalhen bein lachin bein yevashin. Both the leaves and the vegetables can be dry. The Gemara answers, Tirgima akelach. When Remeir said bein yevashin, he was referring to the stalk only. Our Mishnah says that mar may not be kavushin, pickled, muvushalin, cooked normally, or shalukin, cooked a lot, almost dissolved, but does not discuss kamushin, whether they may be withered, which is actually machlokes tanoim in the following braisa. Tan Rabban, ein yoytzen behen kamushin, mishum Rav Elazar b'Rav Tzadik amru, yoytzen behen kamushin. Bar Yirmiyah bar Chama, mahu sheyetze adam dechavase b'mar shel meiser sheni b'Yerushalayim. Rami Bachama asks if we can be yaitza with mar of Meister Sheni in Yerushalayim, according to Rabbi Yisrael Glili, who does not allow matzah of Meister Sheni. Perhaps only matzah cannot be used because it is chayiv b'maisus midairaisa, and therefore may not be eaten b'chol moishvei seichem on a dairaisa level. However, mar can be used because it is a yerek, which is only chayiv b'maisus midirabanan, and is therefore considered ne'echol b'chol moishvei seichem on a dairaisa level. Or mar cannot be used. Of course, called the Takan Rabbanan, Kein Deraisa Takan. The Rabbanan made all their Takanas similar to Din Deraisa, and therefore Mar would have the same Din as Matzah. Amar Rava, Mistabra, Matzah Umar. Rava says that it is logical that Matzah and Mar would have the same rules. Zok the Mishnah, Ein Sharin Es Hamursin Latar Negeilim. We may not soak bran for chicken feed because it will become Chametz, Avul Chalten. But we may drop it into boiling water because it will cook quickly and not become chametz. So too, we may not soak bran to use as soap. But dry bran may be rubbed on one's skin. Similarly, one may not chew grain to treat a wound, because it will become chametz. The Braisa teaches that ha'afoy v'cholot shacholta b'roischem, grain that was baked or boiled cannot become chametz. Also kemach, shenafel l'toichei delef, a constant drip of water into flour will not allow it to become chametz. Also flour mixed with oil instead of water will not become chametz.